I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate show on this Monday motivation episode. I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor. And this episode is all about mindset. Mondays are about mindset and motivation. Why? Because I believe it's probably more important than anything else. I don't care about real estate. I don't care about four walls and a roof. I care about ROI and cash flow and all those mechanics. You can get into all of that and deep dive all of that here on the channel. Very important stuff. But without the proper mindset, you get nowhere. And so today's episode is all about comfort zone. What do I want you to do? I want you to do something today that pushes the boundaries of your life, takes you outside of your comfort zone. You know, I'm surrounded by friends growing up. They all have their limiting beliefs. They have their strict adherence to the way that they were raised, and they never push themselves to come outside of their comfort zone. You know, I'm reminded of one of my closest friends growing up. When I moved to, right after college, I said, you know, I want to move into the television business and wanted to move to California, to Los Angeles. And my friend at the time, he said, I'll go with you. Absolutely. So I graduated. I found an apartment. I was telling him about it. He said, yes, absolutely. Okay, we'll put a down payment, a deposit. I said, okay, I rented the U-Haul truck. I'm going to pack up, you know, from the East Coast and move to California and try to make it in the TV business. Let's go. I said, okay, we're going to be moving in 2 weeks. You ready to go? And then he started to get quiet about it. Then he started to get quieter about it. And I said, what's going on? He said, I can't go. You know what? I'm going to move. I'll move in 3 months. I said, well, what's the difference from today in 3 months? Well, because then, I think I'll have a little extra money and then I can move then. Well, really? You're a 21-year-old kid. You're going to have more money in 3 months? I didn't say that at the time, but I was undeterred. I knew how uncomfortable it would be to pick up and move my life to a place I'd never been before and to try to make my way in this world. And he couldn't do it. And guess what? He's still living in the same town. He's still living in the same town and never moved and frankly never did. And he pinpoints that as one of his great regrets in life, that had he not, he wishes he would have done that. In that pivotal moment, when you're faced with those choices, those uncomfortable decisions to make, can you do it? Can you step outside of yourself and make those moves and challenge? And, you know, we're actually at a parent-teacher conference this afternoon for our kids. And so one of the things that we're teaching children is all about the power of pushing yourself, feeling what it is to be a little uncomfortable, challenge yourself, and come out of that zone. Can you move yourself a little bit? So I want to challenge all of you today. I want to challenge all of you to try to do one thing. If it's in the passive income real estate world, great. What is that one thing that you're scared to do? I know for me, when I first started in real estate and I was making cold calls, trying to find deals, I would psych myself out. I'm like, oh my God, I have to get on the phone. Sure enough, a first batch of deals that I found in New Jersey, I just jumped on Craigslist and started making phone calls, and it was uncomfortable. And I know that getting on the phone is the scariest thing for certain people to do. Like, oh, I'm terrible on the phone. I can't do that. I can't do that. Guess what? I want you to challenge yourself that today you're going to push through that uncomfortable feeling and you're going to get on the phone. Or maybe you're scared about going out and meeting people to try to get private money. You know, you have a great real estate deal and you want to take action, but you don't have the private money. You don't have funding to go do it. Fine. Go out and meet people. Challenge yourself. What is one thing I can do today? Write it down in your journal in the morning. You know what makes me uncomfortable? The thought of having to pick up the phone to call somebody to help me in real estate. You know what is uncomfortable? Maybe some of you listening to this are scared to even download my free freedom number cheat sheet off our website because you're scared of what it might show you about your expenses and how much it'll take you to achieve financial freedom. Maybe you're putting that off. Maybe that makes you uncomfortable. Well, do that today. Take action and do that next step. Maybe it's calling someone you had a falling out with a few years ago. It always makes you uncomfortable to even think about that person, that relationship that you had. Maybe it's time to make amends. Maybe that makes you uncomfortable. Maybe money makes you uncomfortable. How do you shake that feeling, right? Maybe in your journal every morning with positive affirmations about abundance flowing to you. Remember, this is the guy, I'm the guy that had the hardest time dealing with money. Money is the thing that has held me back, right? It's the thing I had a great fear of in my life. And it wasn't until every day I sat down and started journaling and realizing that no, money is not my enemy. Money flows to me. And I had to change that paradigm in my brain. Started doing something uncomfortable, which was falling in love with money, falling in love with abundance. I was the guy that used to hoard money and not want to give anything away. If I got a dollar, oh my God, it was going to go in my piggy bank. And now when money flows to us, you look at our charity page at morrisinvest.com/charity. Now we donate money. Now it just flows and we give it away. Don't hold on to it. So my point is do something uncomfortable today, something that's out of the ordinary for you. It is the only way we grow. If you keep doing the same thing every day, you never grow, right? A plant that's planted in a small little planter box and it's restricted because of its roots are restricted, it can't grow. It needs more space to grow. It needs to be uncomfortable. That little plant needs to be planted in a big space. And that little plant's going to look around and think, holy smokes, this is scary. There's too much space here. Guess what? The roots will go deeper. That little plant will get taller and stronger. And I know that might sound hokey to you, but I want you to think about the times in your life when you've been challenged, intimidated. You grew because of it. That's today's motivation. Do something uncomfortable. If you're keeping a journal, like I teach you to do, spend your mornings writing down something that you feel in the pit of your stomach makes you uncomfortable, but you know it would be an enormous help to you. Go out and do it. That's your challenge for today, folks. I love all of you, and I love all of your time that you spend listening to the show. It really means the world to me, and I hope that it helps you tremendously. Thank you so much for all of your great feedback. This is your Monday motivation. Now go out there. Take action. Become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth, but you've got to have the right mindset. We'll see you next time, everyone.